This year, we're studying all of Alabama's capitals. We've already looked at the territorial capital of St. Stephen's and the controversial role that Huntsville plays in the story. Now, APR's Stan Ingold takes a look at Alabama's first official state capital, one that was carved out of the wilderness.
It's quiet and peaceful at this remote location in south-central Alabama on the confluence of the Alabama and Cahaba Rivers. But at one time, this was the bustling capital city of the newly formed state of Alabama.
It's interesting because Cahaba, unlike any of the other state capitals anyway, was literally carved out of the wilderness overnight.
That's Linda Derry. She's the site director at the Old Cahaba Archaeological Park. We've talked to Linda a few times over the years about the city. She says Cahaba was chosen as the first permanent state capital for Alabama in 1818, before a city was even built. Derry says Governor William Wyatt Bibb used this to the state's advantage.
He got this land free of charge from the federal government, was given to the new state of Alabama on which to build their capital city. He designed it, he surveyed it, he auctioned it off, and all that money went in to create Alabama's state treasury. So really, the state of Alabama owes Cahaba a big debt because it financed our government.
Scotty Kirkland is with the Alabama Department of History and Archives. He says Governor Bibb may have had something with building the city from the ground up.
I think there's also some utility in building a capital from the ground up. And I think Bibb has great interest in that. And we know from the documents that he's involved in it, you know, he wants a town that's sort of patterned upon Philadelphia.
Cahaba remained the capital for only 6 years before it was moved to Tuscaloosa. Many people believe it was moved because of severe flooding in 1825, but Derry says that just isn't true.
1825 was a drought year. There was some high water, but the town was never inundated. Those stories were blown out of proportion by the press of the newspapers, editors of the newspapers of the Tuscaloosa, the Huntsville, and the Montgomery newspapers. And of course, we know why they did that. It's because they were competing for the state capital.
Jim Lewis is the author of the book Lost Capitals of Alabama, and he backs up Derry's thoughts.
There are some tales about people rowing in boats to second floor windows to save people. It's just simply not true. This type of story was perpetuated by some local newspapers.
The press campaign seemed to work. A vote was taken in 1825, and the decision was made to move the capital north and west to Tuscaloosa. However, Cahaba continued to thrive for about 40 more years. But Scotty Kirkland says the capital was what brought people there to begin with.
The business of Cahaba becomes the business of government. You see hotels and restaurants and different things that pop up to cater not just to the legislature when it's in session, but also to the people that will invariably begin to show up.
The Civil War was an interesting time for the town. It served as a meeting place for Union General James Wilson and Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest before the Battle of Selma. Cahaba was highly invested in the cotton and slave trade, and in 1860 had the fourth highest per capita wealth in the whole United States. Scotty Kirkland says that all changed during Reconstruction and people started to leave. The trend continued, and now what is known as Old Cahaba is a ghost town.
I mean, the arc of the boom and bust of Cahaba is just one of the most fascinating stories in early Alabama history.
After the war, Reconstruction took a heavy toll on Cahaba. Linda Derry says there was another vote that was essentially the death knell for the city.
In 1866, they had a vote. The courthouse moved to Selma, and that's when the white flight started. But the town struggled on as a freedman's village for as long as, you know, Reconstruction was here and the federal presence was here. And then that died shortly, 1880.
Cahaba still exists today as a historical site and archaeological park, drawing around 25,000 visitors a year. In our next story, we'll visit the fourth of Alabama's capitals, which is also home to the University of Alabama. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News at Old Cahaba. Oh.